insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما يأتيهم من ذكر من الرحمن محدث إلا كانوا عنه معرضين.
And no revelation comes to them anew from the Most Merciful, except that they turn away from it.
فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا فَسَيَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
For they have already denied, but there will come to them the news of that which they used to ridicule.
Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing these verses of chapter Shu'ara. The fifth verse says, وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهُ مُعْرِضِينَ. Never comes there to them a new reminder from the Beneficent, but they turn away from it. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا فَسَيَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. So they have indeed rejected it. Therefore, the news of that which they used to mock shall soon come to them. As mentioned before, these couple of verses are mentioning the different attributes of the pagans, their aversion, their denial, and their derision. So this path towards hellfire starts with ignoring and disliking the truth, then denying it, and finally derision and making mock of it. And this is the worst attribute of man, ridiculing the truth. Before we get into the discussion of the sixth verse, let us have a look at some of the points that can be understood from the fifth one. The fifth verse says, مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ مُحْدِثٍ. This means that the Holy Quran has been sent gradually and step by step, different verses being sent one at a time. The verse also says, ذِكْرٍ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ, reminder from the Beneficent. This is one of the blessings of the Almighty Allah that has signs and reminders for every nation and ummah at any time. This is one of the perpetual blessings of the Lord. And this dhikr, this muhdath dhikr, that is a new reminder, is somehow completing the argument and hujjah against those disbelievers and somehow polytheist. So, religion and Allah is the reason for the awareness of the people. But instead of turning to the truth, some people mu'aradin, but they turn away from it. And now, in this verse, the sixth one, it is added, implying that they do not get satisfied with aversion. They begin to deny and then they start to do something worse than that, which is scoffing at the revelations. So it is said, فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا فَسَيَأْتِهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. So they have indeed rejected it, and therefore the news of that which they used to mock shall soon come to them. We'll be back with the points of this verse after a short break. على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, about the sixth verse, the Quranic word anba, فَسَيَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, is the plural form of the word naba, that means important news. Its purpose here is those severe punishments which will be imposed on these pagans and polytheists, both in this world and hereafter. Some commentators believe that these punishments are limited to the punishments of hereafter, but also there are some other commentators believing that the concept of the verse is somehow general. This cannot be limited. The verse and the words used in this verse are absolute, and the punishments are also for this life too, because paganism, denial of the truth, this has got an extensive, terrible effect on the entire aspects of life of man. So this kind of punishment cannot be ignored. Anyway, when we have a look at these three verses altogether, the fourth up to sixth one, we understand that they are showing that when man is on deviated paths, he gets increasingly far away from the truth. First, it is the phase of aversion. He turns away from the truth. He starts being heedless to it. Then, gradually, man begins to deny, to reject the truth. And then he even gets further than this stage and starts to mock the truth. Then it will be time for divine punishment. And this is what we understood from these couple of verses. The last point to be mentioned regarding this very sixth verse is that there will be a certain response for those who ridicule the truth and the followers of the truth, either in this world or hereafter. أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Either in this world or hereafter, or even in Barzakh, they will see the results of their wicked acts in this world. That's it, dear listeners. We have, I assume, completed our discussion about these couple of verses. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this went fine.